Hi, this is Tim Huckabee from Internology on behalf of Bytes by MSDN. And today, we have a pillar of Silverlight, Tim Heuer. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
Hey, Tim, you seem to have picked the right product team, right? It's got to be pretty exciting life for you. Can you go through kind of what you do for
us?
Yes,
it is. It's very exciting, very glad to be a part of this team. I'm what we call a community program manager, and so my main responsibilities are really to serve as a liaison for software developers out, just the average software developer trying to learn our technology, bring that feedback back to the product team, and help the product team understand how people are using it, and also help developers actually use the product, help them learn and grow into what it is they're doing with Silverlight.
So when I'm the guy whining about how we have no parity with WPF, and then when SL3 came out, we suddenly had intense parity. That's because you were taking feedback to the product team.
Yeah, we get we have several different ways that we collect feedback from the community, and I try to help present why people are asking for this feedback and help the product team understand why they should prioritize certain things over other things. And of course, it doesn't always work out that way. We have our own agendas and everything as well.
Of course. Prioritization must be a little bit tricky,
yes,
I would think.
Absolutely.
Yeah. So let's move to Silverlight 4. You guys have made some huge announcements at the PTC this week.
Very big.
I mean, really huge announcements.
Yes.
You want to go through some of those, your favorites, how you're going to implement them, what you see in the customer base, things like that?
I think the most exciting thing is not necessarily picking one feature as a favorite, but looking at all the features we implemented for Silverlight 4 and seeing that they were chosen as a direct result of customer feedback. So everything that people have been asking for, printing and webcam and microphone support and more elevated trust in out-of-browser scenarios, accessing the local file system, interoperating with devices on the file system. So that was the most exciting thing to me, is to see that we've taken the feedback from customers and implemented that in the next iteration of the product.
So another thing is, I'm a junior Silverlight programmer, or I want to jump into Silverlight.
Right.
And you guys do guidance too, your group.
Absolutely. So a big part of my job is making sure that developers have the resources to both jump in and get started from knowing nothing. So kind of the, we call the get started experience or on-ramp. And then also looking at advanced topics. So, we produce a lot of screencasts of how do I type vignette videos,
right,
of,
this
very
is the famous
feature.
Videos, by
yes,
the way. Yeah.
And this is how you do webcam support. Here's, 10 minutes of how you do that.
And we can look forward to a bunch of those in Silverlight 4, I'm hoping.
Absolutely. Okay, Silverlight.net/learn is where you can find all those. Absolutely.
Outstanding. Hey, thanks so much for coming. I really appreciate it.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate it.
And thank you for watching.